welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. When someone asked Jesus, what's the most important thing in the whole Bible? Jesus didn't hesitate. Love God. We pray this season of the podcast will help you and your loved ones grow in love for God.
It's always God who is the author of those desires. It's not, you cannot generate these on your own. And so, yeah, you need to surrender to Him and submit to Him and allow the methods that He has placed in His Word to produce them in you. But even that surrendering, even that saying, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Instead of trying to do it myself, I'm going to just rely on you. Even that, you can't generate that on your own either. All of it has to come from Him. So everything comes from Him, but that should never make us think, okay, for that reason, I'm going to be passive and apathetic and not put forth effort. I'm just going to wait for God to do it. Just say, oh God, I'm just waiting. I'm going to, you know, that's not a valid conclusion from that principle. The principle that everything comes from God, that everything is by His grace, grace should never slow down your effort. Grace should always crank up your effort. That's what Paul said. I work harder than all of them, all the other apostles, yet not I, but His grace that is at work in me. So where there's grace, there's work. So there's a striving. But it's very, very important. That principle that Sue mentioned is very important. The striving is not a confidence in yourself that you're generating something. It's a striving to open up yourself to the ministry of the Spirit to work in you. And we'll cover that in a lot more detail when we get to the Holy Spirit. Fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So, if you've been taught, you know, that you shouldn't strive, that you should just rest, then how do we reconcile that with the striving? I have to say, I think the people who teach don't strive are just simply wrong. I just don't see that in Scripture. I see in Scripture, strive, 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 agonize, labor, struggle, pursue, run. There's always effort. The difference between reliance on self and reliance on God is not passivity compared to effort. You have effort in both, but the difference is, where is your confidence? Love is energetic. Love moves. Love is not apathetic and passive. But if there's energy and movement and pursuing and striving without the love, and it's self-focused, I'm relying on my own strength, I have confidence in my own ability, that's where it goes wrong. So the contentment that Scripture calls for is a contentment in God. But it's not, don't translate that as a apathy about nearness to God. We should always crave more nearness to God and pursue more nearness to God. That's what, in verse 8 of Psalm 63, he says, my soul follows hard after Him. It's the word of pursuing, chasing, being right on someone that you're chasing them down in battle is the word that word uses. So we want to follow hard after God and rely totally on Him and not on our own effort. Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. And we talked about that some last week, but it's very important. When I rattled off that list last week of these are the effects that the presence of God has on your heart, peace, joy, strength, motivation, encouragement, all those kinds of things. I rattled them off for the sake of time, but I probably should have spent more time on them because it's so important that you actually experience those things. The thing that Bob said that I want you all to hear is your experience of that should be such that it makes you want to go back for more, just like your favorite restaurant. So if you have a time with the Lord and you say, oh, I experienced His presence and it brought me peace, ask yourself, did it bring me so much peace, such a delightful experience of peace that I want to go back for more? I'll be able in the future to face a temptation and say, oh, that peace, oh man, I don't want to forfeit that. That was great. That's how powerful an experience it needs to be in order for it to have this effect of increasing your love for God so that you prefer Him. Oh, absolutely. That's an excellent point. Your ability to draw near to God is a one-to-one correspondence, I mean, completely dependent on the depth of your repentance. That's the mark of the way the prodigal approached his father. What was so great about the prodigal's obedience? What did he do on the farm? Nothing. What was it that was so great about his repentance? There's only one thing about his approach to the Father. Repentance. He just came back. He repented. He was lowly in heart and before his Father, and he repented. That's the mark of the right way to approach God. And if you want the presence of God, Isaiah 58 is very clear. God dwells in two places, right? I live in a high and holy place, and also where? With him who is lowly and contrite in spirit. That's where God dwells. That's where he likes to hang out, is with the lowly. So yeah, our access to his presence is completely dependent on repentance.
Thank you for listening. We would love to hear from you. Your thoughts about the materials in these studies are important to us, and they may be helpful for others as well. A link to this podcast is posted on the Food for Your Soul Facebook page every weekday morning. You're invited to follow that page and post your reactions to that day's content. Your perspective might be just what someone else needs to gain insight. And when a session is especially helpful, feel free to click on the share button so others can find it too.
This content has been provided to you free of charge by the generous supporters of Food for Your Soul Ministries. For information on how you can support Food for Your Soul, visit us online at treasuringgod.com. There you'll find over 1,000 sermons, as well as articles, books, and many other resources, all available for free download.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.